It's showtime!
And now, back to your best friends, Nick and Nan, on TalkZone.com.
Oh, I like that. That reminds me of a Chicago disc jockey, which I had the pleasure of meeting when I was in high school at Marmion Military Academy, Aurora, Illinois. Go Cadets! It was 1976. And welcome back to the show, by the way. It's the Nick and Nan Radio Show on TalkZone.com. It was 1976. And we had an undefeated season, the Marmion Cadets. And we were awarded the WLS High School Football Team of the Week back then.
Awesome.
WLSAM was doing that. And the person who came out to present the award to us was a guy who I actually owe my entire career to.
And who would that be?
John Records Landecker. And a bunch of us gathered around him, a bunch of us football players gathered around him to see if Records truly was his middle name.
That is an odd name to have as a middle name, isn't it?
And back then, when before we had pictures on driver's licenses,
right.
Back then the Illinois driver's license was just pink and had your name on it, name and address and height and weight and all that stuff. And he pulled it out of his wallet and it said John Records Landecker. Is that Records truly is my middle name? So I brought that story up because when Dave did the rejoin, like, and I'm thinking, boogie check, boogie. This is wild. Welcome back to the show. Jump on board. We are live, of course, on a Tuesday at 1-888-463-6748. That's 888. Go for it. We're taking your calls on Talk Zone or whatever you have on your mind, even if you have, like, cold remedies, because as you can tell in our pipes are rusty.
Yeah, very rusty.
You know, and maybe we can get some cold remedies. We're going to have David Shirey on the show at around 10:35 or so to talk about his new book, Rare Confidence, Strategies and Inspiration to Strengthen Your Belief that You Can Achieve Anything. I've always had this problem, Miss Nan. I know that we are perfectionists. You notice that?
We are. I think it depends on your personality. You know, there's type A, type B.
And type XYZ.
Yeah, we're type A.
You know, we are type A. You know, it goes with the left brain versus right brain situation. And we just want to be, we want to be perfect. We don't want to go with the adage that nobody's perfect. I mean, we could come close to perfect.
We strive for perfection.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And when that perfection is not there, our confidence level has a tendency to take a nosedive.
Right.
So how do we bring it back up? I mean,
I think this will be very helpful because we're the type of people we tend to second guess ourselves a lot.
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah. Especially in something like this or even anything. It doesn't have to be broadcasting. It doesn't have to be nursing. It could be just about anything.
Anything in life, right?
That you do and you're always second guessing yourself. I can't wait to have Doc Shirey on the show today.
I can't either. He's going to have some good advice. Especially for people like us.
You know, if your confidence level just isn't where it should be, especially now when you think about it, so many people are out of jobs and myself included, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. When we moved back here from Montgomery, you know, it's hard getting back on the air in a terrestrial radio capacity. And there's so many stations that are downsizing and going towards satellite.
Yeah, they're doing the opposite. They're not hiring. They're letting go.
They're letting go. So right. Think about all these people that have been working for the same station for like 25 plus years, all of a sudden being let go due to like budget cuts, due to, we've decided to go in a different direction, you know, because of one reason or another.
Right.
Our confidence level has a tendency to take a dip big time.
Right.
You know, so how do we get that? Well, Dave's going to have some things, exact words to say to get the job and then how to excel at it, how to treat the janitor like the CEO and the CEO like the janitor. Can't wait to hear this. What the sports world can teach us about confidence. Jeremy Lin. Lin-tastic.
Oh, yeah, he was all over the news.
Lin-mazing. Lin-terrific. Anything you can think of. With Jeremy Lin, even though they lost to the Nets last night. But Lin, perfect example of confidence. I mean, this guy was a bench warmer. You know, you're sitting on the bench for a major NBA team. get very little playing time,
right,
you know, your confidence level has a tendency to dip, you know, and then gets off the bench and say like, all right, I'll show you what I got. I got some mad skills, and people are going to start talking about me, which they are. So the essence of cool and how to be S-M-O-O-T-H, the essence of cool and how to be smooth. Confidence blasting killers and so much, much more. That's going to be at around 10:35 today. Let's see. Let me go ahead and type this. Honey, can you go ahead and give the phone number? I'm just going to type this today real quick. Oh, it's right here. 888-463-674.
There you go. I can't see that.
Okay, I'll duck my head.
What makes you think I can see from here?
You have glasses on.
But guess what? Cool. We haven't been to the eye doctor for 4 years.
You know?
I think they're neat.
And I always
needing
get this,
a little strengthening, dear.
I always get this email. I always get this email from not lens crafters. Who does my contacts? I forget.
Oh, if you don't know, I surely don't know.
Okay, anyway, I get this email about renewing my contact prescription.
Mm-hmm.
We're just blind. That's all it is.
Yeah, I can tell I'm needing a...
Well, I got an idea. We got some time before our next break, and I think we should go ahead and do... Celebrity 411. And I'll have you start.
Celebrity. Gossip. Keeping the finger on the entertainment trigger. It's Celebrity 411.
What a picture this will make. Get me a phone. Call Hollywood.
Stories, sound bites, articles of interest. The straight dope. The skinny. About your favorite stars.
You got me straight tripping, boo.
On the Nick and Nan Radio Show on TalkZone.com.
Miranda Lambert tells Chris Brown to take notes during Gunpowder and Lead performance. Although the image of clean-cut Miranda Lambert sitting next to the scepter-carrying Lady Gaga at the Grammys was strange enough,
oh yeah,
we can say one thing. At least Lambert wasn't seated next to Chris Brown. Since watching Brown perform and pick up a trophy at the Grammys last Sunday, the country star has taken it upon herself to jumpstart a feud with Brown
for
publicly condemned domestic violence, depending on your view.
Okay.
Well, she began slamming the Look At Me Now singer, who won a Grammy for Best R&B Album for his release, Fame, at the ceremony, tweeting, "I don't get it. He beat on a girl." This is what she's tweeting. Referring to Brown's infamous felony, assault of ex-girlfriend Rihanna in 2009. And it seems Lambert's only continued her digs on Brown, bringing up the singer at a concert at the University of Massachusetts Thursday. She produced a poster for audiences reading, "Take notes, Chris Brown," just prior to her performance of Gunpowder and Lead. The subject of the tune, a woman who decides to kill her abusive husband. Well, said Lambert after showing the poster to her fans, "Get a good picture now, put it on Twitter. I've been in a world of hurt with Chris Brown fans lately, but see, I just have to speak my mind, because where I come from, beating up on a woman is never okay."
You know, that's right.
She continued, "So that's why my daddy taught me early on in life how to use a shotgun."
Oh, okay. Well, see, Miranda's from the backwoods country there.
She sure is.
And it's like, heck yeah, use a shotgun for other things.
Well, I don't mind telling you that. That surprises me that she's like attacking Chris Brown like that.
Yeah,
you think
well,
she's doing it for publicity?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so friggin' big. Speaking of publicity, if you haven't noticed, and if you watch Comedy Central, and thanks to Comedy Central for providing the next clip that's coming up, it's the return of the Colbert Report. And he was gone for a while. They yanked his show, and they didn't really give a reason why they yanked his show, but he returned last night. So why was he gone for so long?
Some people said that my show was canceled by the Federal Communications Commission at the request of the Federal Election Commission because I was about to announce my presidential candidacy. Now, not gonna happen. Others said I was in rehab, always an attractive option if they have that for Diet Coke. And one person, or whatever part of that original person has not been dermabrased off of Joan Rivers' skull, accused me of taking time off to have plastic surgery.
You watched. He was going to have new eyes.
Yes, right? Okay. Wrong, Joan. I did not have my eyes done. That is ridiculous. I had my ass done. The doctors cranked this thing so high and tight, it can barely blink now. Anyway, rumors quelled, moving on.
All righty. Well, in a segment about his fondness for Donald Trump yesterday, Colbert made a quick aside summarizing the new cast of Celebrity Apprentice. Gerald Teague, 63, still primo. Lou Ferrigno, original Hulk, greenest of all the Hulks. We miss you, Bill Bixby. Clay Aiken, voice of an angel. He had best-selling author Ann Patchett on yesterday, who opened a bookstore in Nashville called Parmas. What is this? I should put on my glasses. Parmas, not that that's really going to help or not. Parnassus Books, after other bookstores in her area had closed. Haven't we already had this battle? Asked Colbert in You've Got Mail. You're Meg Ryan, sir. And it was very good to have him back. Sometimes I think he's, at the very least, the hub around which the Comedy Republic turns. And thanks to Comedy Central and the Colbert Report for providing that clip.
Well, we're going to continue talking about Chris Brown because Rihanna and Chris Brown released simultaneous remixes and they guessed on each other's new track.
Oh, they did?
Believe that. Well, most people blow out a few candles on their birthdays, but Rihanna, who turns 24 today, seems determined to start a full-on fire. In the wake of Chris Brown's controversial return to the Grammy stage last week, many people, as we said, like Miranda Lambert, were uncomfortable that Brown, who pled guilty to felony assault after a fight with Rihanna the night before the 2009 Grammys, was welcomed back to the show and given two performances.
Mm-hmm.
The We Found Love singer has been playing awfully nice with her ex. Earlier today, Chris Brown tweeted, "Happy birthday, Robin." Well, Rihanna's real name is Robin Rihanna Fenty, to which she quickly replied, "Thanks." The small exchange was enough to launch 1,000 blog posts asking whether Rihanna should be interacting so benevolently with her former beau, who many feel has not demonstrated adequate or genuine remorse about his past iniquities. A moment ago, Rihanna took the reconciliation and thus the controversy a step further when she tweeted out a remix version of Chris Brown's single, Turn Up the Music, that features her own vocals as well. She wrote, "Turn Up the Music Remix, Rihanna Navy, Team Breezy, enjoy."
That's Celebrity 411. Going to take a quick break. Be back with our guest, David Shirey, next on TalkZone.com.